This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Former President Trump is responding to the historic ruling in his civil fraud trial, where the judge ordered him to pay nearly $355 million.
Trump said the lawsuit was politically motivated.
It's all having to do with election interference. There were no victims, because the banks made a lot of money.
In his ruling, Judge Arthur Engoron said of Trump and the other defendants, their complete lack of remorse borders on pathological. On Trump himself, who took the stand two times, the judge said his refusal to answer the questions directly or in some cases at all severely compromised his credibility.
That's CBS's Astrid Martinez. Tragedy in Sterling, Virginia. Firefighters were responding to a home after reports of a gas smell when the house exploded. James Williams is with Loudoun County Fire and Rescue.
We have transported 9 firefighters, 2 civilians, and I'm sad to report there is 1 firefighter fatality.
There are big flooding concerns in California with a lot of rain in the forecast again. KPIX TV's Andrea Nakano reports.
It's a feeling that's hard for Charlene Haynes to describe as she waits for back-to-back atmospheric rivers to come through this weekend.
It's discomfort and stress. You know, I can't change anything, but I have to prepare.
Preparation will be key, trying to get all her belongings as high off the ground as she can.
It can be painful. To lose your memories and your personal belongings.
Our community in Guerneville already experienced devastating flooding last month. Protesters were out around the world after hearing of the death of Alexei Navalny. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
In Russia, demonstrators risked arrest to pay tribute to Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Shame, Putin.
And in Washington Friday night, a small crowd protested his death in front of the Russian embassy. President Biden emphasized the growing urgency for Congress to pass additional security assistance for Ukraine to defend against Russia.
The clock is ticking, and this has to happen. We have to help now.
The latest on the conflict in the Middle East. While no hostages were found, Israeli troops say they raided one of the largest hospitals in Gaza and arrested more than 100 terror suspects. Well, Travis Kelce, with a generous donation to 2 sisters who were injured during the Kansas City Chiefs parade this week. According to the New York Post, he gave the Reyes family $100,000. Kelce's girlfriend, Taylor Swift, also donated $100,000 to the family of the woman who was killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Converting livestock waste into renewable energy may seem like a good idea at first blush, but digesters cause problems that advocates say need to be addressed. More from Mike Mohn.
Anaerobic digesters create biogas by removing methane from livestock waste. The gas can then be used for electricity, heat, or vehicle fuel. Supporters say the process limits methane from reaching the atmosphere. The USDA's REAP program helps fund these projects on farms in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Andy Olson with the Environmental Law and Policy Center says the jury's still out on the effectiveness of digesters, and he urges the USDA to keep science in mind.
There's how things work on paper, and then there's how things work on the ground. And there's a lot of space in between the two.
Olson says the industry still needs to overcome challenges like methane leaks. Skeptics of this technology say, among other things, federal funding incentivizes farms to expand their operations, creating more nuisance issues for surrounding communities. Still, Olson says the industry should be given time to address the shortcomings. REAP, which stands for Rural Energy for America program, also funds wind and solar projects on farm sites. Olson notes there's been added support from the Inflation Reduction Act to expand outreach and technical assistance as a way to boost interest.
So I'm hoping to see a lot more good energy efficiency projects from them, which is the number one place we should be starting.
Olson says improvements to grain dryers that can help reduce natural gas use and harvesting are another example of energy efficiency efforts. As for digesters, a report from the Wisconsin Office of Energy Innovation says there are 136 operating systems around the state, 34 tied to agriculture. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny skies today, high temps near 30 degrees. Winds will gust out of the west at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, still breezy, clear skies, 25. Sunshine and 39 on your Sunday, breezy once again. For Monday, mostly sunny, 43.
It's 8 at our studios.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Maryland.
February 17th, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, our second hour. I'm your host, Don Brown, with Johnny on the board. We're coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the WAUK studios, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we're proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And my guest is Terry Thieme, the fighting saint, County Supervisor District 10, in his reelection campaign. And we are joined by a mutual friend of ours, Rotarian Sean Riley, who you know better as Mayor Sean Riley of the city of Waukesha, but he is here in his capacity as a member of the Rotary Club. Tell us what's going on, Sean.
February 25th, it's a Sunday. We have the Winter Blues Fest party. It'll be held at the Eagles Club from 2 to 5, and the band is the Spectaculars. $10 admission. It'll be a great time. February is one of those times where there's usually not much to do, there isn't any football, I can guarantee that. Yeah. So you have a Sunday where you can go out and listen to some great music and maybe have a couple of refreshments, let's put it that way.
And, where is the Eagles Club? You know, Terry and I are thinking Elks Lodge, you know, because
no, this is on district, Grandview. But... Okay. Right on Grandview. What's it? Davians is right there, I think. Not Davians. Where the?
It's just north of the intersection with Summit and Grandview. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 709 North Grandview.
709 North Grandview. The Eagles Club. Is it a bar or is it a club like the Elks Lodge?
It's
like one of those.
Part of it's a bar, and then and then we're in the club area. We're in the. There's a big open area that where the band's going to be playing in, and you can go into the bar to grab your drinks.
Sounds great. Now, I understand your fellow Rotary Club member will be calling in a few minutes. Bob Mitnock, did I say?
Yeah, he's not a Rotarian, but he helps us with our Blues Fest, which is a big, really nice festival that happens in August. This year, it's August 8th and 9th.
Out Nagawaki?
Yeah, and it's 2 days of national acts of blues.
Sounds great. And I love blues, so that'll be good.
Yeah.
And you described this band as playing as powerhouse blues and rock. So I think that's got to appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, and also it's like a fan, you know, it's a dad and his three sons, I think.
Nice. All in the family.
Yeah, Bob will be able to tell you all about the band, but they've been playing around the Milwaukee area for more than about four decades.
Sounds great. So while we wait for Bob's call, and I know Johnny's on it, Terry wanted to introduce a subject very important to him and wanted to get the city's perspective about body cams. I was shocked to hear that they don't have them for our county sheriffs.
Yeah, the sheriff's department doesn't have them, and there's a little bit of a push on the county board for, I take that back, on the JLE committee to look into getting body cams.
That's the Justice and Law Enforcement Committee that Terry serves
on. Judicial and Law Enforcement Committee, yeah.
Judicial, sorry.
And, you know... obviously, Sean, the city of Waukesha Police Department had them implemented. I guess your perspective is, you know, how that all came about and, you know, the costs associated and everything. And I know, you know, you can't put a dollar amount on if a critical incident happens and the information that you can glean off of that, having everything in real time. But, you know, in a city government, we're all responsible to our constituents for their dollars and everything, and we want to make sure we're using them the best way that we can. So I guess I was curious of your perspective on that with the city when they adopted them and obtained the body cams.
Well, first of all, I think the most important thing is that our police department actually are happy that they have them. It's something that they feel is a great tool for them. It makes it, you know, they know that they're always on film. They always know that their interactions are being recorded. And more often than not, it helps make the case. I would say almost always it helps make the case. It also really helps when there's complaints about police officers. Someone will call in saying that the police officer treated them with disrespect and all that. The supervisor will then review the tape and gently tell the person, it's like, you know, there was some disrespect, but it wasn't the police officer type of thing. And that happens a lot. We also had a problem. I mean, our biggest, we wanted them, our police department, the chief and I had many discussions, and he wanted them. The administration wanted them from the police department. And the cost was the problem. Unbeknownst to us, the big cost is on the back end, taking care of the records, taking care of responding to open records where people ask for copies of the tape, which is their right. But unfortunately, you have redacting. If you have a child's face, that has to be redacted. If you have bystanders, you know, there's a lot of redacting time. So while it's a great tool, it also basically increased our staff needs by 1.5 people to do the redacting. But the simple fact is that they are a very, very good police tool. It protects both the public. It actually helps the police officers, I think. I'm not sure if I answered your questions.
Were there any special granting programs at all that you were able to tap into to assist with funding? You know, the startup costs or else the ongoing costs at all?
Yeah, we did receive some grants. And right now, it's in the beginning stages, but I'm going to be helping with other communities and other police chiefs trying to get a state law, the open records law, somewhat tweaked, which is you're entitled to make a request for police video cams, but the more you make, then you have to pay, because we're talking about a major, major expense of having the records reviewed and redacted. And it's the media that is requesting, basically give us all your police video from today. All right. Someone then needs to watch that. And that could, you know, that could be hundreds of hours.
Sure.
And someone has to go through it and redact every single thing that it needs to be redacted. And if they're going to make that type of request, then they'll have to pay some more. That's one thing it's in the beginning stages, but that would help a lot.
So and just to be clear, a department the size of Waukesha, rough numbers only, but say you have 10 officers out on each shift. So if they requested it for a specific day, that would be 30 officers' video that you'd have to go, or that somebody would be responsible to go through to redact and review.
Yeah, and I guess I should clarify. Their cameras are only on. They're not on 24/7 when they're wearing them. They go on when the siren goes on. They go on when they're interacting with people. When they're in their squad car driving around, they're not on. Sure. So it isn't 24 hours.
Okay. You know. Sorry to interrupt. Bob Mitnock's trying to call 844-967-2789. He says he's only getting voicemail, so we may attempt to try calling him from my phone and stick it in the mic. We did this before. With Mary Schrader, actually, when we were when the firemen were promoting the Melodies for Mary, so we might just give that a whirl, Bob, if you're up for it, and if we can hear you. If not, we're going to have you on the show to talk about Blues Fest when we get closer to the August date. But here goes. Let's give Bob a shout here using our rough and ready technology. Here we go. Put the speaker on first. Hey, Bob, it's Don Brown from This Week in Waukesha. We're going to try to put you into the mic here. Let's see if we can hear you, okay? Go ahead, say something.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning. It's me, Bob.
Can't really hear him. Hang on a second here. Let's try this. Okay, try it again, Bob.
Say something funny.
Yeah, it's not. Sorry, it's not coming in too well, but what do you have to share? What we got you on speaker here. Sounds great. Sean can handle it fine. But let's try to have you on the show closer to the date with the Blues Fest so we can give it a proper promotion. And our apologies for some of our technological issues. But I do appreciate the call and your listening. And so we'll put it in Sean's hands, representing the Rotary Club. And I do look forward. Sounds great. So you're going to do a good job getting the word out. So,
all right.
Thanks so much, Bob.
Pressure's on.
All right, the pressure is on, but our mayor has handled this before. So,
if you want, I can do a quick thing on the band, the Spectaculars.
Yeah,
it's a 4-piece powerhouse blues rock band from the southeast Wisconsin. They've been playing for 38 years, and it's Leon Olson along with his sons Eric and Mike, and then Rob Waters, that makes the Spectaculars. They've been playing since 1986. They have a couple albums. Let's see here. Oh, the other thing to add, so they're a good rocking band. Let's put it that way.
Who doesn't love rock and roll?
Yep. And the other thing is at this Winter Blues Party, you can also pick up your tickets for the Rotary Blues Fest, and there are discounted tickets at that time. You get the early bird discounted general admission tickets for the Rotary Blues Fest. And we already talked about the date of that. So I guess I'm going to tell you to come on out to the Eagles Club Sunday, February 25th, and have a great time.
That sounds great. Thanks so much, Mayor Sean Riley. Johnny, how are we doing on time here? 2 minutes. So great. Do you want to continue the conversation with the body cams, Terry, while we have Mayor Riley here?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do we have closure on that? The one thing I know from one of our old softball dads, who's a deputy chief at a Milwaukee County city, they invested in the body cam, but they didn't invest in the personnel that manages it. Like you said, John, does all the redacting. And so it's been very, that experience has been very insufferable. So you kind of have to go for the whole enchilada.
And exactly right. And that, when I heard that Sean was coming on today, I wanted to get that out there a little bit to try to pick your brain a little bit as far as the costs and stuff, because exactly right, you're not going to implement the program but only do it halfway. You want to make sure you're realizing the whole cost, and it's with law enforcement, it's a big chunk out of their budget. You know, I certainly don't want to sacrifice two road deputies to bring them back to clerical stuff and, you know, redact tape and everything. We need the boots on the ground, and this is supposed to be an enhancement to
right.
it.
Yeah.
So we want to enhance what we have, not you know, go backwards.
Yeah, and you asked before about grants. I think grants would be available for the cameras. Yeah. There probably aren't that many grants for doing the back end stuff.
We're going to keep Mayor Sean Riley here. Stick around for a few minutes more. Lieutenant Dan Natling is making his appearance too. And my guest on March 2nd is John Schoenick from the Historical Society, a great lead for Mayor Riley. Here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM and the Civic Media app.
The Shaw, WAUK. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
2024 is a leap year. It may just mean an extra day to some, but here's Bob Bonadur with the Milwaukee Public Museum's Planetarium.
We orbit the sun in 365.25 days, meaning we have leap day February 29th every 4 years.
So our orbit around the sun isn't a perfect number of days. Bonadur says this was figured out for the first time 2,000 years ago.
I think of Julius Caesar back 2,000 years ago was the first calendar to have a leap day, because our orbit is actually a little less than 365.25, it's 365.2422. The calendar got out of whack by 11 days, 1582. So imagine living 1582, October 4th. The next day was October 15th.
A new calendar created in the 1700s moved the leap day to February. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are we back? This Week in Waukesha, and Johnny's doing a great job with the music, putting some of his own stuff in, but I do love, this reminds me of my freshman year of high school, showing my age here, when John Cougar, now John Mellencamp, came out with Jack and Diane, classic high school love song. So, but I'm here with the Fighting Saint, Terry Thieme, County Supervisor up for re-election, and our mutual friend, Mayor Sean Riley. And Sean has donated a few more. He came here initially as a Rotarian to promote the Blues Festival. And let's repeat that again. That's next Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Eagles Club. And it's the band, the Spectaculars, powerhouse blues rock band.
Correct.
And what is it, $10 to get in?
$10 at the door, yep.
Yeah, and the proceeds support the Ultimate Rotary Club.
I should also add just cash.
Just cash,
yeah. We're making it simple for us.
That's it, just cash, even better. So, but that's all those proceeds go towards the big Rotary Club's Blues Festival that they have out in Nagawaki Park. On, is that August 10th or August? Did I get that right?
August 8th and 9th.
August 8th and 9th. So
it's a Friday and Saturday.
Be a beautiful weekend. It always is nice weather for that. So
it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed. So I love that. So, and then from our mayor too. So, but Sean, while we have you here, why should people in Waukesha County's 10th district vote for our friend Terry Thieme?
Well, actually, Terry and I go back quite a long way.
Oh,
he was an alder person when I was running for mayor. He was also running for mayor at the same time. And I think we had a really good, we wanted the best person to win, which could have been either one of us. Let's put it that way.
Agreed.
There was 6 or 7 people running for mayor at that time.
Yeah.
Previously, that's the way elections in Waukesha had gone for mayor. Many, many people applied for it.
Right.
But Terry knows like how municipalities work. He knows how the county works. His experience is couldn't be better for a county supervisor. If I could vote for him, I would, but he's not in my district, so I won't.
Thank you, Sean.
Yep.
I appreciate your kind words.
You're welcome.
Well said. Well said. So, anything else you want to say, Mayor Riley? Thanks again for joining us. We always love having you on. We'll have to. Are you going away again for St. Patrick's Day like you've done in the past, or are you going to be local?
Yep. Meeting with my friends from all over the country. We find a place to see a good parade and get together. And this year we're going to St. Louis and having a great time.
Great weather in St. Louis in March, right?
Yeah, I hope so. We did have a rule, nothing north of the Mason-Dixon line, but we're breaking it.
Fair enough. So, we were there last fall covering the Carroll Washington University game. If you get a chance, check out that campus. That was the site of the 1904 Olympics, and the stadium's called Olympic Field. And a lot of the remnants from are still there, including the press box and the wrought iron gate that goes around. And the whole campus, that whole area is beautiful, so.
I got one more thing to add, which is we're still working to raise funds for the parade memorial.
I saw that, and Woodman's made a nice donation.
Yeah, we've come a long way. We've raised $200,000 in the last month or so. We need to raise $200,000 more to finish our fundraising.
$200,000 more needed. And then I also saw from the city newsletter there is another tile project going on March 9th from 10 to 2 at the Waukesha Public Library. A great opportunity for everyone to contribute. The cost of a tile is $25 with all proceeds benefiting the Parade Memorial Fund. So put that on your calendar. That'd be a great opportunity for those who want to give individually.
I did one, and they're fun. It's a fun thing to do. A lot of people don't, I'd say I haven't used my creative juices for a long time. And I used to be in high school, I worked in clay a lot. So I had a great time making my tile.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for promoting that. And then, hey, one final question, Sean. You have a pretty interesting sweatshirt on. It says it's a green sweatshirt, like a pine green. And it says municipal.
Yeah, my wife got it for me for Christmas. And she just told me that it's a Mark Wahlberg company, I think.
Oh, is that
I don't know much about it.
But sure.
But saying municipal, it looks like an advertisement very generic advertisement for municipalities.
So, Sean,
That's exactly what I thought it was.
I have to ask, too, as fellow Catholics, we kind of got a break for Valentine's Day because Ash Wednesday was the same day. So did you get out of Valentine's or did you take Heather out,
your wife? No, we didn't. We exchanged presents. Nice. Had a fish fry last night, though.
Nice.
Had to do that.
Fantastic. Where at? Or did you do it at home?
Rochester.
Oh, right. Have a great really? Yep. Rochester Deli.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, that's good to know.
The fish is great.
We ended up going to Raise Grain. And there was a fundraiser for State Rep Scott Allen there, so I got to say hi to Scott Allen. We didn't know that was going on, but they have these blackened cod tacos that they only have on Fridays for lunch, and it kills me they don't have it on the menu because they are delicious. And that's what we had for our Ash Wednesday Valentine's Day dinner, and it's really nice. So always happy to recommend Raise Grain.
Do they use like a dark beer to soak the fish in first?
That's a good question. I know they use like a Cajun seasoning, which I love. And they're delicious. And so I've been trying to put some pressure on Nick to try to include it in the menu more. But I think it's hard when you have the fish fry going on at the same time to have blackened cod tacos on the menu. But I'm like, well, put them on another night.
Fryers are heavily used on a fish fry.
They sure are. They sure are. So, but, and then don't forget Mayor Riley, John Schoenecks, my guest on March 2nd. And I owe you thanks for that because you're the one who kind of introduced me to him. We haven't met face to face yet, but You gave me that one book. Gave the studio that one book on the history of Waukesha that John wrote. And so really looking forward to catching up on some more Waukesha history because we really don't know enough. You know, I mentioned Theodora Yeomans, and I would not have known her had it not been for your proclamation in my first year as alderman on the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, John is a Waukesha treasure. You have to have someone that knows, that is willing to spend all that time on the history of your community.
Sure.
He's elevated it, and it's something we can always build on too. So
yeah, he's probably forgotten more than any of us will ever know.
Yeah. I was redoing my office building, and I contacted him, and he was able to find pictures of the building from what it looked like. It had been covered, and we had no idea what the original building looked like, and he was able to find them. It was just amazing.
Yeah, and we experienced a bit of Waukesha history at the same time. When I was on the council, you invited everyone out. They had a special event at the county airport for the Tuskegee Airmen. And outgoing fire chief Steve Howard showed up, and you're like, oh, you know, we weren't expecting him. And he explained to us that Alfred E. Gorham, the only member of the Tuskegee Airmen from Wisconsin, from Waukesha, was his next door neighbor growing up. And Steve had no idea, never talked about it until I guess he learned about it like after he died or something like that, but said he was a wonderful neighbor, great guy, great family.
Part of history, but he didn't know it.
Just part of history. And so that's a, you know, talk about a great piece of Waukesha history there. We had during COVID in 2020, and we have like 1 minute here. I'll go real quick. A game had to be rescheduled because of COVID, and it was the freshman for North and South, and it was on Veterans Day, and it was a lot of fun, and I thought that'd be a great idea. We call it the Alfred E. Gorham Bowl, and we'd have the police representing one high school and the fire representing another, and really, really have some fun with that. So I'm still working on Chief Thompson and outgoing Chief Howard on that. I think that'd be a really fun thing to do because usually the season's over by then.
I know I'm going to be up there for that basketball game.
Sounds great.
Police and fire.
When is that?
I don't know, but I'll figure it out and get back to you.
Please do. We'd love to have that on the air. And so thank you again, Mayor Sean Riley. More with Terry Thieme.
Sean, good to talk to you again.
Lieutenant Dan Natling will be joining us to talk about the Marys for Melody benefit concert here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 540 AM and the Civic Media app.
I'm going to try to make it to that.
Cool.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates,
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump says he'll appeal the ruling by a New York judge who ordered him to pay nearly $355 million in his civil fraud trial. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Just by virtue of saying, I'm going to appeal, that doesn't put off the requirement here, the legal requirement to pay these fines.
A home exploded in Sterling, Virginia. Fire crews were first called there for a gas smell. James Williams is with the Loudoun County Fire and Rescue.
We have transported 9 firefighters, 2 civilians, and I'm sad to report there is 1 firefighter fatality.
Vice President Harris is speaking with Ukrainian President Zelensky right now at the Munich Security Conference.
President Zelensky, the stakes of your fight remain high for your country and for the entire world. And it is in the strategic interest of the United States to continue our support.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
A new film about Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their 4 boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis's mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I said, I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny skies today, high temps near 30 degrees. Winds will gust out of the west at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, still breezy, clear skies, 25. Sunshine and 39 on your Sunday, breezy once again. For Monday, mostly sunny, 43.
It's 8 at our studios.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads. Natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads. Baking our best for you.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown. I've got Johnny Watermelon on the board. And I want a big shout out to John. Real name's John Watermolen, but we just got used to calling him Watermelon. And doing a great job here helping us out on the board as we look to enhance our production team. But I'm really glad it's Johnny. I hope he can continue with us. We've made a good team broadcasting sports and helping out at the farmer's market. And so my guest again is the Fighting Saint, Terry Thieme, 10th District County Supervisor, up for re-election. And I figured a good litmus test for Terry, a retired police officer with 25 years of service, would be to put him in the same room as a fireman and see how diplomatic he is, how well he gets along. And this is Lieutenant Dan Notling. He's here, and his wife Liz is also here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And Dan, as many of you know, was my guest a few weeks back, along with a few others, to promote the Melodies for Mary benefit concert. Now, a week from tonight. So, Dan, fill us in.
Yeah, so a week from today, like you said, Knucklehead Pub out in Eagle. You know, if you didn't hear the story, Mary was diagnosed with leukemia when she was 7 years old back in November. And we decided to plan this benefit starting pretty much right then and there. We've been hitting a lot of local businesses, getting a ton of donations. A lot of people have supported the PFFW's page with some cash donations. So, yeah, the event's going to be 6:30 to midnight. We have a guy on the job who's in a band, and they donated their show. So Detour
right? Yep. Yep.
Detour is going to be playing. If you like anything from classic rock to the Backstreet Boys, they're going to have it covered. So that's a pretty good time, really good show. And, yeah, we're going to have a lot of raffles and stuff to give away. So going to be a really good cause. And all the money that we raise goes right to the family.
That's terrific. That's true. And it was great to have Mary's dad, Mark, a member of the fire department, on with you.
Yep.
A few weeks back.
Yeah.
And I hear she's doing well as can be expected.
Yeah. I think from what we hear, it's kind of a roller coaster, you know, to be expected. But yeah, always in good spirits. I know that. You see her on Facebook and she's always smiling.
Oh, my gosh. So. Yeah. She's delightful.
Yeah.
Little redhead. And just great personality. And I think that helps. She's a fighter.
For sure.
Like her dad. Like a lot of the other firefighters. And the union's also playing a big part in this, right?
Yeah. So mostly, you know, the union is supporting it. And then we also have, through the union, we have our 501c3, which is the Waukesha Firefighters Charity. So we're running everything through the charity.
Great.
But we have a lot of support from a lot of the members. Everybody's, you know, banding together to get stuff and come out and volunteer and help out. So.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And, have you had much support from the police?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have had a few of the officers reach out and the dispatchers. You know, we're all one big team. I mean, at the end of the day, they got our back and
team.
We got their back. Yep.
Yeah.
So,
very true. And I was reminded last night at Charities, I was covering the Waukesha West game against Kettle Moraine. And usually it's a sea of blue, that royal blue that West wears. But you had a lot of red because they had a charity for, they called it Athletes for Adam. And it was, they had a silent auction in that one end of the gym where they were promoting, it was for heart safe environments. So, especially in our schools. So you had, you know, you could have the AEDs, the defibrillators set up, as well as counseling and teaching and training on how one would respond to all of that.
Sure.
And the West coach, Don Lavelle, was involved in a situation. I guess it was in a summer league down in Beloit. A young man had collapsed, and I guess Coach Lavelle and other people knew what to do to save this young man, who's now having a great college basketball career at the University of Buffalo in the Mid-American Conference, and they had posters all over about that. And as a native of that area, I had no idea until I saw this on the boards last night. But great show of charity, and I would encourage those that participated in that to also pay attention to what's going on there with Mary Schrader and her family and her cause, and this wonderful event going on at Knucklehead's Pub. I mean, you got to love a name like that. So we're going to try to make it. We have our brother-in-law's 40th birthday shindig that night, but I told Acting Chief Joe Hoffman that we would, the Brown family would be making us a contribution.
Fantastic.
And want to continue to raise awareness and support. And it was really nice when I had you guys on the show a few weeks back. Terry here had sent me a text and thought that was really nice. A nice thing that all of you are doing.
Yeah.
And that we were promoting that.
Yeah.
So.
And there's been a little confusion, I think. There's been some Facebook posts that say the event starts at 5 o'clock. The flyer says 6:30. But, you know, we decided as a committee we're going to have people there at 5 o'clock because if people show up, we're not going to turn them away. We're going to take the support that we can get.
And, well, and it's a bar, and they like paying customers. So if they're a little early, I'm sure they'll staff for it, so especially that time of day.
I think they'll be able to have a refreshment, as the mayor called it in the first segment.
Yeah. You know, I want to send my apologies out to Rocker, if you're listening, and the Max Inc. Radio folks. I was reminded because James Santel, our resident attorney here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, whose show Morning Cannolis is next. James, I believe, was one of the masters of ceremonies at the Max Inc. Radio concert series at Maddie's last night in downtown. But I was going to come after the basketball game. I was a little too tired. I get up early for this show. And then I'd heard, you know, there's heavy metal, which I like, but in a small venue like that, I'm not sure how to go over. And I'd also heard some tall tales that, you know, there's been some fights at that venue. And, you get to be my age and, you know, that's just not your, you know, your flavor of the day. And, but I'm sure it was a great event. I know Jim will probably be talking about it or sharing that with us. I'm really looking forward to, you know, a band that's their range is from classic rock to, Backstreet Boys. That's gotta be fun and maybe fun for all the family, you know, cross-generational. So you can bring your kids.
Yep.
So, and, is there other ways to support the charity? I know we might have mentioned it, but just want to repeat it here.
Yeah, so besides reaching out to myself or anybody else on the committee, the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin Charitable Foundation set up a donation page. So there's a link to that on our Facebook page. It's kind of been shared all over the place. It's pretty easy to find right now. So that's a good outlet for giving cash. They give you the option to cover the fee yourself as part of your donation, and most people do that. But if you decide not to do that, then the PFFW covers the fee. So it's pretty much feeless, you know, way of doing business. So makes a lot of people feel better about where their money's going. It goes right to the family.
That's terrific.
Yep. Yep.
So,
yeah, and other than that, I mean, we have a lot of raffle prizes coming in. We're going to take stuff up till the day of the event.
So people can donate things in kind, too, like raffle prizes.
Yep.
So that's a great...
Yep. And we have a lot of stuff. I mean, there's stuff that covers everybody. There's some kids stuff. There's some like women's spa stuff. A lot of different bottles of bourbon, wine.
Nice bourbon, huh?
Yeah, some Milwaukee Tool stuff. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that we have to raffle off that day.
Yeah. What kind of support have you been getting with some of the local businesses, especially in downtown here?
We've gotten donations from businesses. You know, everybody's just, the whole community has come together for this thing. I mean, it's Waukesha County in general. I mean, we, you know, obviously being a firefighter in the city here.
Sure.
We have support in the city. And then, you know, the Schrader family is pretty well known in Maguanago. So
I bet.
Yeah. They're getting a lot of support. It's
That's
fantastic.
Really terrific.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I've gotten to meet a lot of people. You know, it's been fun. I like to meet people and I like to talk to people. So all of a sudden emails are coming in from people I don't know. And then I get to meet up with them and thank them personally and pick up a prize. So it's
terrific.
It's been a lot of fun.
Now, does Knuckleheads, I've never been there. I apologize. Does it have a kitchen? Do they serve food?
They do. Yeah, okay. they have amazing food. I'm gonna give a plug for Scott Dooley, Knucklehead Pub owner. They have the best wings in Waukesha County. So check them out. All you can eat on Thursdays, I think,
right.
Or Tuesdays.
I'm a wing snob, being from Buffalo originally, so I may have to check that out.
Delicious chicken wings, great atmosphere, kind of a biker bar, and he's going to be celebrating 20 years.
A family-friendly biker bar,
yes,
though, right?
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Good. That's terrific. So, well,
yeah,
I can't thank you enough for coming in and supporting this. Anything else you want us to know or that we should know about what's going on with the...
No,
the
nothing really.
Mary
just,
the cost for Mary Schrader.
It's a huge opportunity to show your support for a little girl that's going through something that she really shouldn't have to be going through. So
no doubt.
We're hoping to pack the house and have a good rock and roll show and raise some money for those people.
Sure.
For sure.
Well, you can count on my support. As I mentioned last show, I have a history of cancer in my family. Yep. I lost a member, a brother to leukemia, but that was back in the 60s when the research just wasn't there. Now they know so much more, and there's just so many great opportunities we can help Mary and so many other children affected by leukemia.
Yeah.
And so can't thank the fire department for the awareness they're raising and for a lot of the attention and support they're gathering and from the community for young Mary. So, just like I said, she lights up a room
without
even knowing her, just talking to her on the phone. Like, we had the same issues with the phone, and her dad put the phone up and we could hear her perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah, and she made some awesome thank you cards for the union, for the band, for Detour, for the committee members, you know, big poster boards. She likes to do a lot of arts and crafts stuff, so a lot of pictures and just puts a big smile on your face in a tragic situation. So
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, I can't thank you enough for all that you're doing for the Schrader family, you and the rest of the fire department and the union, and of course, all that you do for our city and community. And did you know Terry from when he was on the council? Do you guys have a body of experience?
Little history. His daughter's on the fire department, so you know.
There you go. That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
So
yeah, and she's actually she's the treasurer of our charity, so she does a phenomenal job handling all things money when it comes to that charity. So, yeah.
And are you in our legislative district for county suit in the for? Can we count on your support for Terry? Or
good question. I live in North Prairie, so I don't think so.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. Yeah, okay, good to go. But
give myself a plug. I'm running for re-election for village trustee in North Prairie. So,
So you have
another politic background.
Another member of our public service safety enforcement team that also has a legislative background, just like Terry. So
very good.
A lot in common. So that's great. So
fantastic.
Well, great. Well, Dan, you're welcome to stick around and continue the conversation with Terry. But if you have a busy day, so whatever works best for you.
I do. I'm going to cruise, but thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks again, Lieutenant Dan Notling. And be sure to join Dan and the other firefighters at the Melodies for Mary benefit concert next Saturday night. Doors open at 5 at Knuckleheads Pub in Eagle. And proceeds from the door and other raffles will go towards the Schrader family to help with Mary's treatment costs.
Yep.
So, terrific. Enjoy this beautiful sunny day. And again, thanks for all that you do for our city.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for
having me.
Nice
to meet your wife, Liz, too.
All right.
So, you guys have fun together.
Take care, Dan.
Thanks again, Lieutenant Dan Notling, the Waukesha firefighter. So, Terry, it's just you and me again, like it started. So, couple other things. So we mentioned the National School Resource Officer Day. February 15th, last Thursday, was also National Wisconsin Day. And I don't know. I caught that, and I don't know what the city or state did to recognize that. But I do know that there is a lot. There is kind of a Wisconsin sort of state of mind that no matter where you live, we have so much in common. When you think of brandy old fashions and fish fries and cheese curds and just all the fun things you can do in this wonderful state. I know you guys do a fair amount of traveling as a family. Do you get to explore the state much?
You know, we do. And first of all, I guess I just wanted to plug the fire department a little bit here. As Dan said, my daughter's a firefighter for the city of Waukesha, and they had some challenging times with one of their kids. And it's just amazing to see how the firefighters band together and take care of their own and the community support that they receive. So, you know, this is a great thing. Please extend your support to the family.
Will do. And again, I'll be making a contribution. I may even put out a challenge to other civic media hosts to see if they can match it. So we'll see what we can do to figure that out.
There you go.
And And so, like I said, it's great to see the community coming together.
And there isn't contrary to popular belief, there really isn't the bantering back and forth with police and fire in Waukesha here. It's
that's
just
a lot
amazing.
Of TV, right? You see that in the media.
And it is. And, you know, the here, all the departments in the city really work well together. But, you know, with the fire department, when I was on the road, you know, you recognize a lot of people by face, but, you know, you might not know them by name all the time, you know, kind of thing. But we have a very good working relationship and with the fire department. And I think about Steve Howard. I remember when he started at the fire department and how he progressed through his illustrious career.
Right.
You know, Steve, there couldn't have been anybody better to lead the department. So again, my well wishes to Steve and his retirement. It's a retirement well-deserved and well-earned.
Sure. And we're hoping to have Steve here on the show too, before he steps down. So we'll be working on that. I know Joe Hoffman's helping me with that as well. And Steve having been born and raised here in Waukesha too, he's got a lot of great stories to tell. So
I'll bet he does.
Yep. So the conversation continues with the Fighting Saint, former alderman, and our current 10th District County Supervisor, Terry Thieme. We'll do a deeper dive in his career, as well as make some time for the Carol Minute and other local news here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK 101.1 FM, The Shaw, and the Civic Media app.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The water and the sand. My plan was to be famous, but you had other plans.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha, and the song in particular is from Kenny Machieski, my guest from a few weeks back, whose band, the Black and Blue Hearts, and the song is called You Had Other Plans, so be sure to look for that. You can find it on Spotify, too. And before we continue with Terry Thieme, Terry will appreciate this as a member of Carroll's public safety team. It's now time for the Carroll Minute. Carroll men's lost a heartbreaker to number 24th-ranked Elmhurst, a CCIW rival, 76-75 at Van Mail. This was last Wednesday night. But again, to take a team like that all the way to the end, it's another credit to a growing program there under Coach Taylor Jansen. Ekolo Simpson led all Piles with 15 points. Piles are now 13-11, 6-9 in the Classic 8. And again, very respectable for a program that's on the rise. On the women's side, they avenged the loss by beating the women's Elmhurst team at Elmhurst, 85-81. Natalie Grishis from Oconomowoc led the Piles with 20, followed by Germantown's Emily Wiz Wisner with 19 points. So congrats again to the Piles, who again are 19th in the country and I believe only have like 4 losses on the year, 2 in conference. And so again, continuing congratulations out to Coach Lindsey Schultz. It'll be really exciting to see what they're able to do in the postseason. So
I understand that they're for the first time in Carroll history that the women's team is nationally ranked. That's what I'm hearing from some of the student athletes.
That's exciting. So now my joke is that Van Male should be renamed Van Female because of the that's become one of the most difficult venues to play for visiting teams of women's college basketball around the country. I think they've only lost 3 or 4 games in the last 3 years. So real credit to the job that Coach Lindsey Schultz is doing and her student athletes on that team. Great group of young women, young student athletes. And speaking of Carroll too, and you talk about how police and fire do get along contrary to popular belief. I think it's the same for a lot of our Waukesha high schools. Last night at the beginning, before the West game against KM, they honored Coach Dave Schultz, who was honored last night for his induction into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Class of 2023 Hall of Fame. And it was really nice credit. And I got to learn about Dave. Went to high school up in Plymouth, helped Plymouth go to a state title. Had a good college playing career at UW Oshkosh and was a student coach afterwards. And then he got a job at Waukesha South teaching and coaching. And he coached under a legendary coach there. And they had some amazing winning seasons. And then when Waukesha West opened in 93, he was offered the job and he basically built that program and they had a lot of successful seasons, many conference championships and state title appearances. He left West to then coach Carroll for 6 or 7 years. And they had, one of their first NCAA tournament appearances in their history, maybe their very first. And I think even a conference championship. And then was able to return after 7 years with Carroll back to West to finish out his career. He's retired, but he continues coaching, counseling coaches, leading basketball camps, and still very active in the community. So congrats to Dave Schultz, and was honored to be a part of that that recognition last night at Waukesha West. So Hey, we talk about a lot of live events here. There's the Blues Festival next Sunday, the 25th, to raise money for the Rotary Club's Blues Fest, 2 o'clock at the Eagles Club. They're, the night before on Saturday, the 24th, there'll be the Melodies for Mary benefit to raise money for Mary Schrader in her battle against leukemia at Knuckleheads and Eagle. Doors open at 5. But tonight, on the 17th, I learned another young Waukesha, excuse me, Amanda Garcia will be performing at the North Avenue Market on 5900 North in Milwaukee. And her new album's called Revisions. I knew she was a very talented dancer. I didn't know she also sings and performs music. So if you're looking for something to do tonight from a young talent, check out Amanda. Her mom, Terry Garcia, another great member of the community. We have to have her on the show. She's on the faculty at Marquette and also part of the team at Aurora Healthcare. She teaches nursing and is an accomplished nurse in her own right, and I believe has a PhD. So another great member of the Waukesha community and her family. So check them out tonight if you can. here with Terry in our final segment, I want to double check that. What else do you want people to know about you and your campaign and why people in the 10th district should support Terry Thieme?
Well, I'm a hard worker, Don. I believe in my community, but that cliche, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So, you can't make promises that you can't keep. You can only do your best at trying to have a positive outcome with thing. Public safety is on the forefront of everybody's mind. Sure, trying to do the best that we can to make sure our communities are safe. And it's a cooperative effort. That's really a theme throughout the county board. Sure. And I know that's a priority for County Executive Farrell, too.
Sure. That's terrific. And how do you get along with County Executive Farrell? I saw him at the Rotary Club breakfast, but didn't have a chance to say hi last week.
I first met Paul when I was an alderman, so I knew him a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Basically just acquaintances through working, but Paul's a great guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to find anybody that's more enthusiastic about what he does and what he believes in. I think he's a great leader, no question there. And obviously his mom was, if I'm remembering right, our lieutenant governor for a point in time too, okay. Right?
I wouldn't have known that not being from here. I've only lived here for 14 years.
But, I believe she was our lieutenant governor, so he's obviously got the pedigree.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds great. And so what else? I know we talked a little bit about you were in the Marines, and that obviously was a good grooming spot for your career in public service.
Well, it was. And you introduced me as the Fighting Stink. That was a nickname for Mount Scenario College. That's the I attended
up in Ladysmith.
Intended UW-Whitewater for a period of time after I got out of the Marine Corps, and then just put my education on pause to start my full-time job as a police officer. But later, continuing education while I worked, finished my degree at Mount Scenario as an extension down here through Waukesha County.
Nice.
So, that's where that moniker comes in. But I have a lot of contact through my occupation at Carroll with the students. And, when I hear students saying, we'll take a little bit of a break or, do this, I said, don't take a break.
Yeah.
Finish your education while you're young. You still got good study habits. Push and drive through and fulfill your dreams. You got your rest of your time to work.
Fantastic. Terry Thieme, the Fighting Saint, up for re-election for 10th District County Supervisor, former alderman, and currently in public safety with Carroll. Thanks for all that you do. Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. And as Terry will appreciate, please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Enjoy this beautiful Saturday. My guest next week is Tyree Pope III. John Schoenick is on March 2nd. And again, see ya!
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbutt Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Upside.
I'm Stacy Lynn.